today I want to chat a bit about perfection and imperfection. On a daily basis, we go through stages and we are not happy in ourselves. And many times this is related to other people saying something, or somebody said something about you, or you read something on social media, because social media plays a big role in our lives these days, that you feel like you're imperfect and then you want to change. But I'm here to tell you, if you feel comfortable with yourself, if you are happy with yourself, then be who you are. Stay who you are. You will always have critics. Critics are all around you. They are not going to go away. But it is for you to stand up for yourself and say, no, I am happy with this feature and this feature because I feel comfortable with myself and it makes me happy. Take, for example, myself. I've got bigger front teeth than other women and men. In the past, I wouldn't really smile because I felt like I wasn't beautiful, and also people make fun of me and call me certain names, names that I do not want to bring up. But then again, when I smile, I have these huge dimples, and when I smile and when I laugh, so by the way, I have a very, very loud laugh as well, I know that I can make other people smile. I've seen that I can do it. And most importantly, I make myself smile. When I smile, it is something that goes off in my heart and it makes me happy. So I'm not going to not smile just because other people and society and critics think that I've got bigger teeth. If you're happy with the way you are, do not change. You do not need to change. A leader of mine, and she's actually one of my mentors, told me years ago to read this book. And I read this book about how to lead without a title. And it was this gentleman that always used to wear the same shoes, the same tie, the same attire, almost every day. And he didn't look like anyone important, but it ended up that he was somebody important and he had his own business. And he was who he was. He felt comfortable in the clothes that he's wearing. He felt comfortable with his one tie that he's wearing. Society says if you dress a certain way, you cannot have a certain position. But that's nonsense, as long as you are comfortable in yourself. We need to teach our kids as well that they need to accept themselves and be happy with who and what they are. I have a almost 3-year-old little girl, very precious, and I'm teaching her certain things. One of the things is that I'm teaching is that she is pretty and she's strong. In the mornings, I will wake her up and I'll ask her, how did you sleep? And she would say, I slept fine, and you, mommy? And I will say, fine. Then I'm walking, and then she will come to me all of a sudden and say, mommy, I am beautiful and I am strong. And then I will look at her and say, you are beautiful and strong. And then she turns around and say, mommy, you beautiful and strong too. My 8-year-old son, he will tell me that he is perfect the way that he is and that he is happy with himself. And it is all that I want my kids to be, is just to know that their qualities, that they are perfect. They do not need to change for anyone. You need to also keep the communication open to tell your kids if anybody is being rude to you, if anybody makes you doubt yourself. Because there's a lot of bullying going around in schools. There's a lot of teasing. Any type of teasing can be seen as bullying. Sometimes kids take it and it goes too far where they want to commit suicide or they feel like they're alone. Therefore, it is important to let your kids know they need to come and talk to you so that you can be a reminder of just how perfect they are. Same with other people, grown-ups. if you see that your husband, and now most men do not like to talk about their feelings, if you can see your husband is feeling down, for example, my husband is going through a very hard time now during a level 5 lockdown. His hobby, his everything is going to a gym, and he cannot gym right now. So I keep reminding him that he has other beautiful qualities in him, that I love the way he still looks after his skin. His body type is perfect. And I've seen often that he looks at himself in the mirror and he's like, I am fine. Just be a reminder. Sometimes you just need to be there for somebody who's having an off day. When they say, no, I'm feeling fat, I'm feeling too skinny, just remind him, but you still fit in this, you still fit in that. Yesterday you were fine. And then just listen to them and help them. Listening helps. Accept yourself for who you are. You are perfect. Those little hips, those little flaws, that's what makes you different from others. What you have, your qualities on the outside, it's not like the next person. Therefore, you are unique because you're different. Don't try and copy somebody. You are who you are. You're perfect. Just the fact that you have different qualities to the next person makes what society thinks is your imperfections your perfection. Stay humbled. Be kind. Be who you are.